Some long-time agricultural operations in the U.S. are designated as century farms. Family members have been stewards of those acres for over 100 years, but not all of those farms are found in the lower 48 states. Today we head to a sixth-generation farm in Hawaii. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Christmas is just around the corner. Fill your Christmas shopping list with books and CDs from the American Countryside. Just go to shopfarmjournal.com, where you'll find all four of Andrew McRae's books from the American Countryside, including Where Does Lost Luggage Go?, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. Plus, you'll find Machinery Pete's Tractor Tales DVDs, agricultural books, Corn College DVDs, and much, much more. Shop the American Countryside by logging on to shopfarmjournal.com today.
Our next adventure for American Countryside listeners is all set. We're heading to Alaska, August 31st through September 8th. We'll cruise the glacial waters of Kenai Fords and stay at a world-class lodge at Denali National Park. The journey includes a trip on the Alaskan Railroad, a muskox farm, and the Alaska State Fair, where we'll see the largest vegetables on the planet. I hope you'll join us. So get your free brochure by calling Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266. Or find the ad at American Countryside. As Lindsay Haraguchi explains, century farms are not only to be found on the U.S. mainland.
It's a generational family farm over six generations. W.T. Haraguchi Farm was named after my grandfather, William Takeo Haraguchi, who is 92 years old, still continues to help out on the farm on a daily basis.
Lindsay's family farms on the Hawaiian island of Kauai.
In the beginning, we did start off with taro, which is a Hawaiian cultural staple, and that's kind of equivalent to potatoes. It's kind of like a Hawaiian potato. And then we transitioned to rice during the war time. We also did a lot of the truck crops and vegetables, cucumbers, beans, tomatoes.
Today, the farm has transitioned back to taro, a plant many on the U.S. mainland have never heard of. Like rice, it can be grown as a dry land or wetland crop. But wetland works best here.
We take a field, we saturate it several feet deep with water, the dirt turns into mud. So the crop is very much somewhat of a long-term crop. It takes 16 months from planting to harvest. Unfortunately, we still do a lot of it by hand, the planting, the weeding, the harvesting.
Taro is traditionally made into the Hawaiian staple of poi. But Lindsay's learned to enjoy it in a multitude of ways.
So growing up, it was taro pancakes. You can eat it. We do taro hummus, Hanalei taro veggie burgers, taro smoothies.
You can see and read more in my upcoming article in Farm Journal magazine. And we'll have more right here next time as we travel the countryside in Hanalei on the island of Kauai, Hawaii. I'm Andrew McRae.